Travis, how would this work?
Basically, it would be something on your computer that would tell websites that they are not allowed to track you after you leave their site.
Yeah, and this has to do with the what are called cookies, is that right?
And there are two types of cookies. There are the ones like on Amazon that when you go to the website, it knows who you are and knows what you like. Then there are others that not only know what you like on their own site, but then they go with you as you search other sites.
So where's this? Who's proposing this? Where's it go?
Well, the Federal Trade Commission is the one that has just recently put out a request to do it. The only problem is they don't have any authority here. And so they would have to get Congress to approve this. And what they're really trying to do is to get the industry itself to self-regulate and do some more on their own.
Yeah. And is this something that people just aren't aware of? I go back into my browser all the time and clear out the cookies because I don't want anybody looking at what I'm looking at. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just sort of civil libertarian about
sure.
all that. It's my right. Nobody should be looking at what I'm looking at, right?
Yeah, you love the comment that what are you trying to hide if you're concerned about
yeah.
your privacy? But it's like if you take it offline, somebody watching you go to the CVS in a trench coat and just taking notes of exactly what you look at. And if you look at the box of Viagra and go over to Walmart the next day, the greeter says, "How you doing, Mr. Braddock? We saw that you were looking at Viagra. How about
yeah.
some scented candles?"
Yeah.
Barry
I like
White
that you picked that example.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned these companies self-regulating. That's not really possible, is it?
It is. I mean, there's already been some groups getting together, putting some proposals together to kind of counteract what the FTC is saying. And the technology is there. I mean, in their web browser, that's your Explorer, your Firefox, they can do this. But you got to remember who runs these things. It's Microsoft that does your Explorer, and they make money off of this type of advertising.
All right, Travis Crabtree is at the law firm of Looper, Reed, and McGraw, an internet law expert there. We always appreciate it. Thank you.